The climate and ecosystem vary considerably across South Dakota, but the practices and principles of soil health remain the same. This September, the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition will host its East River Soil Health School in northeast South Dakota near Milbank on the farm of David Kruger. Kruger is a long-term user of no-till, but it took years of trial and challenge to adapt a system that worked in his environment.
It's a little more of a challenge with our spring weather conditions, but I'm very confident that once you get into the system, as I have for the number of years, that it definitely will work, but it takes a little bit of patience and knowledge.
The Soil Health School, slated for September 15th through the 17th, will explore the principles and practices of soil health through classroom and in-field demonstrations.
Looking at soils, looking at soil pits, water infiltration. We're hoping to have some planter demonstrations, planting into high residue, maybe trying to show some of the things to watch for to get proper planting and seed-to-soil contact.
Industry professionals and farmers experienced with soil health principles will lead the sessions while encouraging both discussion and networking. Kruger believes participants will leave the school with new ideas on diversity and profit, cover crops, livestock integration, and managing saline soils. They will also learn more on precision agriculture's value in decision-making. For greater details and to register for the Soil Health School, September 15th, 16th, and 17th near Milbank, visit sdsoilhealthcoalition.org and click on the Events tab. Reporting for the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition, I'm Pam Geppert.